Proclamation number 0622 of 16th of October, 1938. God's Spirit. The Spirit of God is the direct radiation of the divine power. It is the concept of all creation. It is life in itself. It is past, present and future at the same time. The Spirit of God is the natural consequence of everything that has gone out from God, the original power of all existence. Nothing in the universe remains untouched by it. Everything is seized by this power and animated, and everything must obey the will of Him, who is the carrier of this power since eternity. The emanations of the divine elementary power are nowhere to be denied. All development phenomena in nature, in, on and above the earth, find their explanation in this expression of power, which certainly also no man will deny. Only the source of the power is recognized differently according to the perceptive faculty. As long as the power of God works obviously, a source of power cannot be denied, but where this power of God is only weakly recognizable, there man is inclined to deny any spiritual power. He does not know which power is inherent in himself, which rests unused and unawakened in him and therefore cannot express itself until it is released by the will of man and then also appears visibly. Such a visible proof of the existence of the divine spirit in man is the reception of spiritual material from higher regions every time. Spiritual forces from there get in touch with the Spirit of God hidden in man, and since nothing is alien to the Spirit from God and it can penetrate into the secrets of all creation, also all these wisdoms can be taught to man exhaustively by the Spirit of God self-acting in him. So this is the most understandable explanation, which can also be received with the same thus or the same defense. But it is only misunderstood because man did not give the spirit in himself the freedom yet and therefore judges only purely physically and intellectually something what can be explained only purely spiritually. But people often need a very long time to reach the inner maturity, and just as long also the spirit is not free in them and therefore also cannot express itself effectively. On the other hand, spiritual powers will be available to a man in an unprecedented short time, if he only enters into connection with them, and then man can accomplish things on earth, which lie outside the natural talent of man, and thus not man, but the spirit in him works, which is gone out from God and remains indissolubly connected with him, if it is only his will.